You are listening to Just Pick Up a Notepad podcast, episode 15. Today we're talking about intuition and following your gut. Hey everybody, Manila B here, journal writing mentor and host of Just Pick Up a Notepad. Welcome to this podcast. If this is your first time listening, thanks for coming. This podcast is about me building up my brand and my business from scratch. The podcast is produced every day for your enjoyment, and show notes are going to be eventually transcribed and found at my website www.justpickupanotepad.com. Come back often and feel free to add this podcast to your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. You can follow me on Twitter at Manila B, on Instagram at Manila_MB. All links are in the show notes, so let's just get started. So today I just wanted to talk about intuition and following your gut and what that means, and what that means to me at the moment while I'm just going through the motions of really planning, creating how I deliver content to my audience, what content I deliver, what I want to focus on, what my program and course is going to look like, because I'm trying to create that, as well as, you know, when I show up every day on this podcast and when I show up twice a week, what is it that I'm going to be offering my audience and what will be of use to them. So I'm talking about intuition because following your gut is really important, really, and really getting that in touch with that intuitive sense within yourself. Yesterday I talked about how I was really inspired by the film Finding Dory, and Dory is the fish in the Disney movie, the blue fish, who had short-term memory, and she kept always forgetting things, but she had really good intuition. Now, I can relate to Dory a lot because sometimes I feel so certain with clarity that I know, and then I go, oh, I don't know. And then I go back and forth between knowing and not knowing. And my intuition is what, you know, I'm a very intuitive person, is what I tend to follow. And following your gut, following your intuition, it's, you know, it's that pulling, gnawing, messaging, feeling that you get inside yourself. Like, an example of where I seen intuition demonstrated so beautifully, it was one time when I was watching The Voice, the singing competition where contestants come up to sing, but the judges can't see them. They just judge them based on the voice. And Will.i.am has been in the season from the beginning. And it was one of the early seasons, and all the judges had already chose their contestants. They were coming up to, like, choosing the last one. I think Will was the last judge who had one free spot left. And he, contestants all came up and were singing. And some of them were really good as well. But he kept going, no, no. He didn't turn, he didn't press his buzzer. And it got to near the end of the program when somebody came up called Jazz Ellington, and he sang A-Team, Ed Sheeran, I always say his name wrong, A-Team, he sang the song A-Team, and Will was listening, and then he buzzed his buzzer. And then when he buzzed his buzzer, he explained that, you know, he's, you know, he followed his gut because loads of great singers had came up before and was singing, and it's not to say there wasn't really great, but, you know, he really, there was somebody that came up that he really wanted, but another judge managed to nab them. But when Jazz came up, Jazz was amazing, and Will.i.am chose him, and he demonstrated, you know, it's because he followed his gut. Like, you just gotta follow your gut. I'd advise you to go and jump on YouTube and actually watch it, because Will.i.am actually cried in that episode. Because Jazz not only sang A-Team, he also sang We're Just Ordinary People, which is a song that Will.i.am wrote for John Legend. But it was a personal song, and his voice is just amazing. He does sing like an angel. And Will.i.am just said to everybody, this is why you got to follow your gut. You know, it's just this feeling that could sometimes go against everything around you that you can see. You know, it doesn't seem like maybe it could be the right way to go, but you just got to follow it anyway. You know, that's about following your intuition, because your intuition will lead the way in everything that you do. And even in creativity, where I'm at and trying to create, it leads the way in terms of what you will produce. And you've just got to trust your intuition is right. One way that I do like get in touch with my intuition, my intuitive senses, is to make sure that I do get rest. I love my sleep. Sometimes when I'm someone that's creating, I really stay up late into the late hours, just churning things out. But getting a good sleep, you know, when you're sleeping, you enter the realm of knowing, of all knowing. You kind of tap into the unconscious realm and you step into all knowing, really. You connect with the universe and all that it is, and we're all one, and you know everything there. Yeah? And that's why I always encourage and tell myself, stop saying you don't know, because you do know. Your intuition will lead you and you will tap into knowing. So upon waking, I just woke up today after having a really good rest, and felt really inspired of various elements of things that I want to share with my audience, that I could incorporate and put into my course and expand upon. You know, so I felt fantastic, and it's just like things were just flooding up to the top of me, and it's like I just needed to grab a pen. Literally, I've just grabbed the nearest notepad that I've got and a pen and just jotted down some ideas, and I've jumped on here as well just to kind of thrash out that I am feeling so inspired through following my intuition. And that's what's great about just picking up a notepad. I'm really passionate about that as a tool for people, because, you know, I'm going to go into, maybe not on this podcast or even in my lives that I'm doing this week, about talking about writing your dreams down. And even if it's not maybe writing your dreams down, but just upon waking, picking up a notepad and writing what comes to your mind and just brain dumping. Because when you get stuck, and I've been feeling stuck as a creative, as to, oh, what's it going to look like? How am I going to put it out there? I do know, but it's just channeling that information out. You know, upon waking and after you've had a sleep, pick up a notepad and just brain dump and marvel at what comes up. In terms of dreams, and dream coding, decoding, write down your dreams. I have got loads of strategies and tools and a method of how you dream code. So I'm going to start putting that together, because I think that will be a really useful tool. We all dream. And it's about uncovering for ourselves, what do our dreams mean? When we do go in a sleep state and we wake up with wisdom and intuition and knowledge and know-how, brain dump it out. If we've been struggling with something that we needed to gain clarity on, upon waking, you will have information and you will marvel at it. But you just got to pick up a notepad and write it down. So yeah, I've got lots to kind of hone in on my creativity of all these ideas that I've got to share with my audience. But I just wanted to jump on today and just discuss on the factor of follow your intuition, follow your gut. You know, I'm still taking on the message from Dory, you know, as well as just keep swimming and swimming through fears. It's just follow your gut, follow your intuition. Don't always say you don't know, because you do know. You know, like Will I Am said, you know, just follow your gut. It will lead you. And yeah. And that's what I've got for today. Until tomorrow. Yeah, just pick up a notepad, just write, especially when you wake up. It's brain dump. It's great.